Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Joining us now, Mike Mayock. You can hear him every week on the Believe in Birds podcast with Lee Mayock. Mike, helping us look forward to Eagles Packers. How we feeling, Mike?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Awesome. What's up, man? We got that playoff juice going today. Mm-hmm. Still really starting to feel it today. So has
Ike been kind of getting into that juice a little early?
A little bit, Mike. Yeah, a little bit. Yep.
As the week goes on, every week Ike gets more and more amped up until he's like, "You got to stay away from
game day Friday." I'll be here with my shoulder pads on tomorrow. Yep.
You know what's crazy, Ike, and is I try to explain this to fans and to people, and I only got to play in one, or not play in one, to be a part of one playoff game, and that was my last year with the Raiders. We played at Cincy. They were the number 4 seed. We were the number 5 seed, and we took them down to the last play of the game and lost, and they went on to the Super Bowl. And, you know, 3 days later, I got fired, but they went to the Super Bowl. But what I remember, Ike, is how intense that feeling was all week of playoff football, to the point where I went back up into my room after I had the pregame brunch, and I almost threw up like 5 hours before the game. I was a 60-year-old man, and that's how fired up I was about a playoff game. And so when I hear Ike talking about putting the shoulder pads on, and, you know, I hope the people in Philly can understand how cool it is for the players and how intense it is also.
Well, you know,
it is the best time of the year. But if you're in the league, yeah, when you're one of those, it used to be 12 teams. Now it's 14 teams. But when you're one of those final 14, man, it is a wonderful feeling. It really is.
Well, and one and done in the NFL, yep. You know, so the pressure with every game is so high. And I also think, Mike, I think the reason for me why it took a minute to start getting excited is – I know they only added one game to the regular season, but man, does it feel like more. And I feel like the regular season feels so much longer than it used to because of the one game. So just getting out of that regular season mindset into playoff mindset, for me, it's really starting to click today.
Well, if you don't like it now, just wait a year or two when you get an
18 game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, the NFL is so money hungry, you know, it might be 20 games in a couple of years.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't think we ever needed more than 16 games to figure out who the best team in each division was. But it's all, you know, it's all about the money. All I know is once you get into the playoffs, it's got nothing to do with the money anymore. As a matter of fact, the players make the least amount of money they make all year, even though it's the most important set of games.
That's true. He's right, yeah. Guys take pay cuts once the postseason starts.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Well, and
some guys. I didn't, Mike. I was looking forward to those postseason checks. That was my off-season money right there, man. I needed those postseason checks.
So, Mike, we play the Packers 4:30 on Sunday. The Packers are this team where when you look at the numbers, right, they're a top-5 offensive team, a top-5 defensive team. When you watch them, they don't always measure up to that. And when you look at the record, they haven't beat a ton of good teams this year. So I think my top-line question is, how good are the Green Bay Packers?
I think it's a well-framed question, and I think they're well-coached. I think they have a solid base of talent. Here's what I would tell you about a comparison to Philadelphia, though. In my mind, I've seen enough Green Bay tape. I mean, their special teams coach was my guy with the Raiders, Rich Bisaccia. Their defensive coordinator is a good friend. I know most of their staff really well, and I know they're well-coached. But if I'm an Eagle fan, here's what I'm thinking about this weekend. Number one, I think Philadelphia's defense is completely different than it was a year ago, and we're finally seeing all this talent pulled together by a great scheme and a great coach. And that's why we're playing. The Eagles are playing at such a high level defensively, talent and coaching. That's point number one. Point number two, I think Jalen didn't turn the football over most of the year, and I don't think he needs to feel any pressure this week that he needs to do. He doesn't need to be Superman. Don't turn the ball over. Get the ball out on time to your playmakers and just be normal. Don't try and be crazy. And number three, and this is kind of to your point, I think the Eagles' talent level exceeds Green Bay's to the point that if you look at each position group, you know, maybe Green Bay has an edge at safety. But outside of that, I think, you know, the Eagles are better at every position group. So to me, Green Bay's a good, solid football team. They typically don't beat themselves, and they compete. But Philadelphia ought to win the game.
Well, then, as a follow-up to that, let's say I were to ask you, what does Green Bay do specifically that if you're an Eagles fan, you should be worried about? If Green Bay wins the game, what did they do to cause that?
So they got a dude that wears number 8, and he lines up at tailback. His name's Josh Jacobs. Okay, and there's like 5 legit dudes around the league at that position. He's one of them. And if you let him get rolling, okay, and I would tell you, I drafted him at the Raiders.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I know Josh really well. And if you let him get a little scent that this might be a big day, it'll be a long day for the Eagles defense. So I know Vic wants to play the run from a two-deep shell. You get the best of both worlds that way. But I would be concerned if I was an Eagle fan if Josh Jacobs gets rolling early. That would be a problem.
Yeah, because if you're the Packers, Mike, wouldn't you? I'm trying to shorten this game, right? I'm not trying to win a shootout against the Eagles in their building, right? I'm trying to limit possession. So I'm thinking I'm riding Josh Jacobs, and then I take that into my play action pass, and then you try to hit Jaden Reed or Wicks or do we know if Dobbs is playing this week?
No, he's still up in the air right now.
Okay. So yeah, I'm thinking if I'm Green Bay, I'm not trying to win a shootout. I'm trying to shorten this game.
That's the exact thing that's in my notes this week, Ike. And it might not mean that Josh Jacobs gets 8 touches in the first series. They might throw the ball. They might play action. But at the end of the day, they want to control the run game. They want to limit possessions. And they want to win 21-17.
Right. Yeah.
I'm with you 100%.
Yeah.
So Jalen Hurts, you know, was back in, you mentioned doesn't need to try to be Superman, win the game himself, was back at practice yesterday and today after not practicing or playing for 2.5 weeks. How much of a concern is it, the limited number of reps he's had at practice? Also, AJ, you know, not practicing today either, so, you know, Jalen doesn't get to work with him. I guess how much rustiness do you think we have to look ahead to with Jalen on Sunday?
I would hope very little. My concern was, and it's funny because my daughter asked me the same question last week on the podcast about at what point would you get nervous about Jalen, and my answer basically was if he can practice at the beginning of Green Bay week and he gets a full week of practice, even if it's limited for a day, then I'm fine. Okay? As long as he gets back into it, he gets a full week, he gets all the reps, then I think, well, could there be a little bit of rest? Sure, he's been out a couple of weeks. But from my perspective, I think he's going to be fresh, I think he's going to be eager, and I think he's going to be fine.
We don't talk a whole lot about the coaching matchup, right? We focus on the players. But often in the playoff games, these teams are – it's like one or two decisions from the coach, whether he's being aggressive or he just chooses not to be aggressive, that the Monday morning quarterbacks tend to look back on, and we're second-guessing the quarterbacks. You got Matt LaFleur, you got Nick Sirianni in this game. Just your thoughts on the two coaches and sort of I'm wondering if you think either one of them needs to put their imprint on the game from a strategic standpoint.
Yeah, that's really interesting, Ike, and sometimes I look at Nick and I get frustrated. You know, I hated when they threw the ball to Barkley on fourth down and they lost. To me, even though Barkley dropped it, you don't put Barkley in that position. You don't let him, you don't throw the football in that position. And I get a little, I know how aggressive he is and I know what the analytics say, but what I hope for the Eagles is that Nick's able to make the best decision possible given each individual situation. He doesn't have to be aggressive 100% of the time. And with Matt LaFleur, again, another guy I knew, I spent a lot of time in the Notre Dame quarterback room with him when he was coaching quarterback at Notre Dame, and he's inherently an aggressive guy. Mm. He wants to go for it also. So, Ike, I think it'll be really interesting because to watch both of these guys in those punt slash field goal slash go for it situation and what they do and how they do it.
So I assume, Mike, you're picking the Eagles for this game on Sunday, yeah?
I think that the Eagles are a better football team. I think they have more talent. I don't see anything like we saw a year ago when they were cratering. And I think as long as they go to business and bring their A game or their B-plus game, they're going to be fine. If they start putting the ball on the ground and trying to do things because it's the playoffs, then that's a different conversation. But it ought to be take care of business, be who we are, keep to our identity, be physical, let our offensive line win a football game, let Saquon Barkley, let our defensive line, let's be physical, let's dominate the line of scrimmage, and let's get ready to host another playoff game next week. That's the way I look at it.
Mike Mayock with us.
He's a football guy.
That's a football guy right there.
He's a football guy.
Football guy. You know, speaking of football, Mike Mayock with us, you're calling the Washington-Tampa game on Sunday night for Westwood One.
That's a good one.
Washington-Tampa and Rams-Vikings. What do you think's going to happen in those two?
Yeah, I think as much as I like McVay and their quarterback at home, I think Minnesota's been too good a football team to discount. I think Minnesota wins a game out there. I'm fascinated by the game I have. I've watched a bunch of Tampa tape, and I had no idea how good Baker Mayfield really is. I mean,
it is crazy.
He is manipulating the pocket as well as any quarterback in the league to extend the throw and to extend the run when he needs to. I mean, I've been blown away by him. They're getting contributions from a bunch of young guys. They've gone from the worst run team in the NFL to a top five run team in the NFL. That's been a big difference, but I think they're inconsistent defensively. So I think we could have a shootout in Tampa because that rookie quarterback in Washington, is, as you guys have seen, you know, he's capable of standing on his head and beating anybody.
Yep.
Yeah, well, we need Tampa out of the playoffs, Mike. we don't like playing Tampa here. You know, Tom Bowles seems to have Jalen's number, and offensively, Baker, I mean, in that game in week four, he carved the Eagles up, man. Yeah. I know that was a different defense at the time, but
He's carved everybody up.
Yeah,
this year.
I'd much rather, you know, Washington gave us two tough games this year. I don't want to see Tampa again. You know, I'd rather see Washington than Tampa.
Tampa's funny now. They whacked the Chargers 40-17, they beat the Eagles, yet they lost twice to Atlanta, and they looked horrible in the game they needed last week
right
against New Orleans.
Yep.
Yeah.
And frickin' Rattler at quarterback. So with Tampa, you never know what you're going to get.
All right, Mike. Well, we appreciate you. Hopefully we're talking to you about the next game next Thursday, and good luck. Knock them dead on Sunday night.
Appreciate it, brother.
Yeah, have a cup of Ike juice or something.
Yeah. I love it.
All right, Mike. That's great. Mike Mayock says
he's in on Ike juice. Yes.
Now, a note from our guy, Elliot Shore Parks, about A.J. Brown. And I think he makes a good point here.
Okay.
So A.J. Brown missed practice today. And then yesterday, he left practice within 10 minutes of the start of practice.
So that meant it was bothering him. He couldn't even
right away.
Oh, yeah.
So Elliot says this on a Twitter post. The expectation is that A.J. Brown will play Sunday versus the Packers. Not practicing is part of the team's plan to get him ready for the game. I wouldn't worry that he won't play. He'll play. The worry is that Brown didn't practice at all last week either. It's pretty rare for a player to leave practice as early as Brown did on Wednesday, then following that up by not practicing on Thursday. It's worrisome. It seems there's a good chance he won't get any full team, full speed reps in practice this week and won't have gotten any reps with Hurts since before the Washington game. Not ideal. So, you know, it's true. I mean, him, you know, he and AJ have played enough to where
sure.
you would assume, but they haven't played together at all in three
yeah.
weeks now.
And I don't buy. I think people are being optimistic when they're like, oh, I'm not worried about any rust. I'm not worried. I just don't buy that. I just don't think you abstain from playing any type of football and practicing, and then all of a sudden you're thrust into a playoff game that's high intensity and going 100 miles per hour, and you're going to click with precision. I just don't buy that.
Right?
Yeah.
It's just logic. I've been doing radio for my whole life, 30 years. We took 2 weeks off, and on Monday and Tuesday, I felt like I had never done the job before.
Right. It took us a while to get sort
just
of settled in.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying they're going to be terrible. I'm just saying if there is timing issues, right? If there's miscommunication, thinking, okay, I was going back shoulder and I thought you were going deep, like that's the type of stuff happens when you don't practice. It's one thing if AJ was practicing and they hadn't played games because they would be getting the actual reps done. But if AJ's been out last week and pretty much this week.
And by the way, that's how turnovers happen.
Yes.
You know, I thought you were going this way, you went that way, and all of a sudden the ball is in the middle of nowhere, and it's one of those passes where you're thinking to yourself, well, what the hell did he see there?
Yep.
And it's usually that there was a miscommunication between the quarterback and the wide receiver. 215-592-9494. I remind you, in about 13 minutes, a guest on the WIP afternoon show that we've never had before. Yoshi's call yesterday got cut short.
We needed Yoshi to be long.
Yeah.
Hey, yo. Pause.
Yeah. By Sean Landetta. Yoshi in Brewery Town, you're on WIP. What's up, Yoshi?
My man, Spike, Big Ice. I was about to say Jackie, baby. Jackie, baby, at home with the poopy hands. Hey. Only person supposed to be worrying about me being long is my wife. Y'all
awesome.
Got that out?
Yes,
now.
Awesome. Yes. I knew you wouldn't let it get. I knew you wouldn't.
I was going to say.
Yes, I knew you wasn't going to let it get past him.
Yep.
Y'all threw an alley oop, baby. I got to come through and dunk it, baby. Come on now. Hey, man. Y'all stop complaining about being left on hold for an hour. I got told that I was coming back on the phone. I felt like the dude on the blind date when the chick said, I'll be right back, I'm going to powder my nose. And I'm still sitting there and eating by myself and having a drink and ain't nobody, so I'm looking stupid. Like, stop it. And real quick, have a time limit when you call. I'm a foxhole dude. These guys love me. They hug me. I see my wife. They embrace. We family. I don't complain. I said today, 30 minutes. Today, an hour. Maybe an hour and a half a day. If it don't happen, I hang up. Because what's that? My grandkids call. Or one of my kids wants some money or something, so they call me. You got to have a time limit. Y'all got to stop tripping over that, man. Like, for real, man. Like, come on, give it up.
I love it. I love the self-policing of the callers, man. I love it.
Absolutely.
Love it.
Yeah, you guys take care of it yourself.
Yes,
that way
I love hearing it. Yes.
You got to be like that, man. Y'all get up here and didn't want to complain. What you think Spike going to do? Oh, he was complaining last. I'm going to leave him a little bit long. He said yesterday he liked playing tricks. This dude is Dr. Evil. Do not irk him. Do not annoy him. You are feeding the beast when you tell him that you, like, when you complain to him. You are empowering him. Like, when the Black Panther got hit and he got more power and generated whatever blows he took, that's right. You hit him, he gonna hit you back. I'm telling you, boy, y'all better stop it. Hey, man. Hey, real quick. You gotta let Jalen be Jalen. I mean, but Jalen gotta be smart. He's got to know his significance to this team. We got to pray he owns that and respect it because we need him to be relevant for the next 6 weeks as this team leader. I mean, if he does that with the talent he got on offense and this number one defense, it's a wrap, baby. We're taking everybody pound town. Like, he got to be smart. But this first game, like, I want to let it rip, but he got to be smart. I believe you lean on that running back. You believe you lean on 2-6 this week. Because 2-6, it's a little something in him that he ain't get that 21 whatever.
Right. Yes, sir, that 21-05. Yes.
Let that boy run a mark this week, boy. Get him his neck roll. Let him – hey, this is the first time he in the playoffs with a real team. Let Saquon be a monster this week. Like, come on, man. And towards yesterday, I believe that it is a lot on Jalen has to prove to everybody that he can beat. It's a lot of good teams in front of us. I mean, Green Bay at the bottom of the barrel compared to a lot of these teams in the playoffs, them in Tampa. But this is a good playoff run with the teams you got to see. And we need Jalen to play that Super Bowl game that he had, but with a W at the end of every game for the next 6 weeks. And, hey, Spike, that was a great head of hair I put on Twitter yesterday, wasn't it, boy? Oh, David Hasselhoff had a great head of hair.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Michael Knight, for
yeah,
sure. Yes, sir, sir.
I think that's what Fritz is going for. Isn't Fritz going for a similar thing to Hasselhoff, less hair.
But I hadn't thought about that.
I feel like
maybe so.
You know, there's a little Hasselhoff to Fritz's hair.
Yeah,
maybe we'll see. Hey man, I love y'all cats. Let's get it popping. I can't wait till tomorrow. I'm gonna ask my net roll tomorrow.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, we'll be off. Listen. We will be off the hinges tomorrow. Don't
yes,
worry.
Yes, yes,
yes, we will be.
Yeah. No Spike Jalen needs to prove something to me tomorrow. So, all right, Yosh. By the way, I kicked your ass in the fantasy championship, just so you know. I booted you all over the place.
You know, this year, hey, boy, I'm going to tell you, this upcoming season, boy, I'm going to beat you up at the fantasy draft. I'm going to beat you up at the fantasy draft. We're going to make a whole little thing about it. We're going to wrestle and everything. I'm going to beat you up. I'm going to make you scared to play me real hard when we play next year.
A lot of pause in there.
Yeah, a lot of pause. All right, you got to let Yoshi go. Because who knows what could be there. So coming up next, I have been teasing this very special guest, a special guest we have not had on the WIP Afternoon Show before. Ike, even sort of in the dark about mm-hmm. this special guest. So that is coming up next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. There's no Fritz here, Ike, as he remains on paternity leave.
Mm-hmm.
But we've missed Jack. So we thought to ourselves, what could we do? Mm-hmm. You know, Fran did an okay job. Buzz has done a good job, but they're not Jack. So, you know, I'm sure you've read about this. Technology has gotten to the point where artificial intelligence can kind of like think for itself. And you can feed artificial intelligence the information about a person, and the artificial intelligence can almost like think as that person.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to take every single piece of info and audio that we had about Jack, and we were given the opportunity to create an artificial intelligence version of Jack, which we did. So we have an AI, Jack Fritz, that is sentient. It thinks on its own. It gives answers on its own. The only difference that we can't seem to fix is that this version of Jack is always completely honest. He can't lie. So every answer we get is the real answer. Well, I don't know. So I figured we would try this out. We still have another couple days without Jack. If it works, we can have Honest Jack on even more. So I because he always tells the truth, we'll call him Honest Jack. Honest Jack, I guess what we want to know first is how are things going with your new kid, Sutton, right there on paternity leave?
Things are really great. I'm so thankful. I'm staring at Twitter for hours per day, and I'm watching a ton of Phillies highlight videos. I'm really catching up on everything I've only watched 25 or 30 times and trying to jack that up to 50. I'm eating really well and, of course, thinking about Bryce.
Wait a minute, Jack. Honest Jack. You're thinking about Bryce and staring at Twitter. Aren't you supposed to be at home on paternity leave helping with Sutton and Walk?
Are you crazy? That's what Jill is for. Also, our parents are helping out. Jill is taking care of the kids. My mom is shoveling outside. My dad is setting up the new baby's room. And Jill's parents are cleaning up and cooking me my favorite meals. I'm a special boy. Bryce is so talented and good looking.
First of all, this sounds just like Jack.
It is. It's AI. It's honest Jack.
Oh, my goodness. And what That's scary in itself.
And what does Bryce being talented and good looking have to do with any of this?
Why is everybody else over there working and he's not?
Yeah, honest Jack, I thought on paternity leave you'd at least help a little. I guess not.
Look, Spike, I'm mommy's special boy. I'm the only boy. The best boy. Mommy knows the show is really called Fritz and Friends if I wasn't stabbed in the back by nepotism boy over here.
Whoa!
Wow.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Now I'm afraid of what could be next.
Yeah, well, honest Jack, I guess that's not really surprising.
How he feels?
Wait a minute. If you're the only boy and the special boy, what about your sons?
They're fine. But I'm the special boy. Here are the rankings of special boys. Number one is me, Jack. Number two, that's Bryce's spot. He's the second special boy. Trey Turner is third. I'm fourth. And then Walk and Sutton are tied for number five. But they've got time to grow. I want them to earn it. Man, Bryce Harper is so talented and handsome.
Hold on.
And handsome.
Honest Jack. But Honest Jack is number one and four in the special boy rankings. Honest Jack, you rank your children below Bryce Harper and Trey Turner on the special boy rankings?
Well, what's their OPS? Bryce had a great season.
Okay.
What's the kid's OPS?
What's Sutton's OPS? He just got born
a
week ago.
He just got here.
He should still rank ahead of Trey. Well, I guess that's really what he's thinking. All right, Honest Jack, before we let you go, any thoughts on the Eagles game on Sunday?
Yes, and because I'm honest, I'll tell you, there's nothing I want more than for the Eagles to lose and Jalen to throw five interceptions. Too much Eagles talk, not enough Bryce. Man, we get a loss on Sunday? Hello, Kenny Pickett and Bill Belichick next year. That's Honest Jack's hope. Bryce Harper has such strong, sultry arms. Honest Jack, out.
Whoa. Man. He's gone.
I don't know if I could take much more of Honest Jack.
He's the number one boy.
Yeah.
The number one special boy. Yeah.
Sound like these could be true feelings of Honest Jack, man.
Yes. That's what it is.
Yeah, so a lot of Bryce love there.
A lot of Bryce love there.
No real work being done by him at the house. No. I see.
Bryce Harper has such strong, sultry arms. He said,
"Sultry arms, I love it."
The Twitter question. There he is, Honest Jack.
Honest Jack.
We'll have to see if we bring back Honest Jack tomorrow. Technology is really amazing. So,
man, that was scary.
Yeah, man.
How many times does he need to watch the Phillies video yearbook, by the way?
Well, he said he's trying to get it up to 50 times. He said he's catching up on everything. He's only watched 25 or 30 times.
Yeah, he was so happy about that yearbook.
Oh, yeah. I don't know that I need to relive the 2024 Philly season. It was fine.
I'm trying to figure out, like, at what point am I looking forward to in that yearbook?
Yeah, the first 2 months of the season? Because really, the first 2 months of the Philly season were amazing.
When they jumped out, best team in baseball.
They were incredible. But then after that, it was really, when are they going to get good again? Yeah. And then they got their asses handed to them by the Mets.
The movie doesn't have a happy ending.
No, not at all.
And to be honest, not to derail the show and going to Philly's baseball, but man, everybody outside of Philadelphia feels pretty good about the Phillies this year.
They do. I saw their
holy cow.
I think it was CBS Sports it was either CBS or ESPN did a grading everybody's offseason, gave the Phillies a B.
Gave the Phillies a B.
Which is a very positive rating. They're still, I see in the power, at the ESPN power rankings, I think the Phillies were number two.
Number two behind the Dodgers.
It's tough, right?
I don't know.
Now, the Mets are tough because they don't have everybody that they had last year. They did add Juan Soto.
Yeah, who did they lose? Who did they?
Well, the J.D. Martinez isn't there.
And Pete Alonso, right?
Pete Alonso isn't there. The OMG guy, what's his name?
Iglesias.
Iglesias is not there. Like, all these guys. Vientos is still there, right? Yeah. And they haven't, and they, like, so... They added Juan Soto, but their pitching's not running any better.
Right?
Yeah. but they're and they signed Clay Holmes to be a starter, right? The Yankees closer they signed to be a starter. So I guess if you're just looking at it objectively, the team in the East like the Braves, you assume would be healthy and would be good again. Maybe we are. Do you see that? And are we too hard on them? Or
it seems like it.
I know the preseason odds as of right now believe the Phillies are third in the NL East, but fifth in the NL in terms of like win total.
Okay. In terms of win total.
Yeah. Oh, win total. Okay.
Third in the NL East in win total.
Behind Braves, Mets, then Phillies.
Okay. Wow.
But fifth in the overall National League. So they're saying it's a stacked division.
They're basically saying, okay, they're saying the division is pretty good. Yeah. Yeah, which it was good last year.
Which it is.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. Braves got hurt. They're healthy.
The Braves got hurt, and they were still a pain in the ass for most of the year.
Down the stretch. Yeah. Yeah. They almost run down the Mets.
They did.
Yeah.
They did. Yeah.
They still made the playoffs. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, the Braves did make the playoffs, right?
They played a doubleheader on the final day with the Mets, and they both got in. Yeah.
Yes, yes, I forgot about that. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
That seemed like that was forever ago.
It does. Speaking of the Mets, you know who's still out there? Max Scherzer. I was trying to convince myself whether we should float a one-year deal out there to Max Scherzer.
Justin Verlander signed with the Giants.
He did. Yep. Yep. These guys are like, 42 years old?
He's been around forever.
Like that. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google five-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. With Jalen Hurts back, should the Eagles' offense on Sunday let it rip and be aggressive or play it safe? 88.8% saying let it rip. 215-592-9494. Big V in Mount Laurel. You're on WIP. What's up, Big V?
Yo, what's happening? Well, hold on. I'm sorry. I forgot that I had you on speakerphone. Oh, my bad. Well, what did you want to mute? But anyway.
a lot going on, Big V.
But Big V, you still have us on speakerphone.
Yeah, well, I'm busy shaving my pubic hairs.
Big V, no, very funny, but no speaker.
Well, it's not speaker. I'm driving, and the car has Bluetooth.
That's still a speaker.
Yeah.
Yeah,
tell V's got to pull over. Pick up the handset. Broke the number one sports dog.
Yeah.
Speaker, mute, all at once.
Yeah. Not getting to the
three
point.
Three strikes, you're out.
Bad joke in the beginning.
Yes. Scott in Orlando, you're on WIP.
Hey, fellas.
What's up, Scott?
I'd like to see what you think, by the way, Ike. Tanner, he saw the receivers super quickly and got the ball out of the game. So obviously I want Jalen to be the quarterback. However, what can the coaching staff do to, get Jalen in the beginning of the game to hit those short productive passes and, set a tempo that then they can carry through, for the entire game. I'd like to see him go full. I don't want him to do crazy stuff, but I'd like to see him play a really well-executed game.
I'm with you there. And as far as those quick, short throws, only thing the coaches need to do on game day is just call the plays. I mean, it's up to Jalen to get the ball out of his hands quick and get it to where it needs to go, right? Like if that's what it is, we saw that in the Pittsburgh game. So we know that he's certainly capable of doing it. I just don't think this Packers defense is as good as that Steelers defense is. Now, some numbers may prove me wrong, but I it doesn't feel like this Packers defense is as good when it comes to stopping the run. And so there's going to be opportunities there in the passing game. There certainly will be opportunities there. And then listen, if Jalen comes out and he's hot, I'm sure they'll keep dialing him up. Like it's one thing about coaches, when something is working, they'll keep going to it. I don't think they're going to abort the passing game. I would be cautious with calling a bunch of longer developing plays, right? Even when we go deep, when we go deep to AJ, it's usually 1, 2, 3, throw it up, let AJ run under it. It's not these where he's sitting back there holding the ball, waiting on plays to develop back there. So I think you're going to get a quick passing game Sunday.
Yeah, no, absolutely. He isn't 6'6", and Tanner looked pretty impressive. And then when he was talking on the show a day or two after that, I was really impressed with his whole attitude about the team, the quarterback room, and everything else. I think I don't know. You got to talk about money, but I just think the proof's in the pudding. If you got an asset there that is doing what you want. Now, there were a couple passes he was lucky. He said he threw a couple of passes in the triple coverage, and they should have been intercepted. They weren't, which was great. So that was good. But, if Jalen, if the coaching staff could, get Jalen to get off a few, like, quick short passes, just create some tempo there at the beginning of the game instead of waiting till the second quarter or later.
Yeah, Scott, I mean, they did it in the Pittsburgh game, and thank you for the call. And
I mean, that's what I go back to, the Pittsburgh game.
And I keep saying, when you go back to these games, they have quick passes dialed up in the beginning of the games. We miss them. We miss them. I said the same thing yesterday. I can tell by going to my text messages because Ike is mad that we're not running the ball more early. those plays, I think, are there. And I think what we saw with Jalen in the Pittsburgh game, then we saw with Pickett in the Dallas game, and then we saw with McKee in the Giants game, I don't think there's too much different than what was called there. I think those plays are there, and those are safe plays for Jalen. If you're worried about him getting hit in the head.
Right, you know, I agree.
Those are quick plays.
Get him out, yeah.
That get him out of harm's way. Mm-hmm. You know, he's not going to get hit by it. Somebody's trying to sack him. He's not going to hit going for a run. 215-592-9494. We're in the new year. Everybody has New Year's resolutions. Ike over here has a New Year's resolution. Maybe you do. Treat your health better. Most resolutions about health. You want to eat better. You want to exercise more. You should do the same thing for your dog or your cat. That's what George Perrini, the lead dog at Dogs and Cats Rule, says. So maybe your cat, a little fat. Happens with cats. Maybe your dog has a little bit of an allergy thing. Maybe needs a supplement, whatever. Maybe needs better food. Dogs and Cats Rule is going to have the solution. And the best thing is that every one of those seven locations, not only do they have top of the line food, local products as well, not only do they have great supplements and toys and all that stuff, but the staff at Dogs and Cats Rule, all seven locations, are going to be able to answer your questions about pet nutrition. And it's a hard thing. You Google that stuff, you end up with 10 different answers. Dogs and Cats Rule, every one of those people is going to take time with you, be patient, and get you the right answer. There are seven locations. In Pennsylvania, there's Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell. In Jersey, there's Pennington and Princeton. If you want the exact locations, I want you to go to dogsandcatsrule.pet. Shop small, shop local, shop family. Big V, not on the speakerphone, is on WIP. What's up, Big V?
Oh, I'm sorry. I had you on mute.
there he is.
He's still going.
Yeah. Hey, look, since I held for 2.5 hours yesterday and didn't give my answer, the best hair for men had to be the guy that played Uncle Jesse on Full House.
Oh, John Stamos did have quite a
John
hair.
Stamos, yeah. Yes. Yeah, that's good hair.
Yeah. But, look, I'm not worried about it. They got to go for it, of course. But like Ike said, Jalen has to be aggressive and smart, especially in protecting himself. And, you know, we're in a situation now where it's win or go home. And I know that they're, you know, the coaching is preparing them right now to avoid being hypervigilant or the defense chasing the plays and getting to settle in and let the play come to them. And I know that they've been coaching him up on doing those, you know, passes just like the Pittsburgh game. Let's get some short passes. Let's get our running game to keep their defense on their heels. And, you know, every now and then drop a couple of bombs and exciting plays. But as you guys were saying earlier, yeah, the Eagles are not the most exciting team in the NFL, but they are winning. And if I had my choice to be an exciting loser or a consistent winner, I'm going to take the win.
Oh, for sure.
Well, yeah. I mean, winning's the most exciting thing.
Well, especially this time of the year. And that's the one thing about the postseason is that
Bad wins.
Yeah, there are no bad wins in the postseason. Yeah. It's about surviving advance. You get to the next round. I don't care what it looks like.
That's right. It's about that grind. It's about getting to that trophy. Now, we went through the thing of the team sacrificing, you know, individual efforts for the sake of us getting to the big dance. Now, that's the only thing that needs to be proven. Let's get out there, show them the consistent – well, and, of course, you have to give Jalen credit. He has been consistently improving himself every game. So if that continues on, I don't see a problem with us hoisting that trophy up in New Orleans.
He's been
I agree. I think he's going to be he'll be stronger next week and then in that NFC Championship game.
I just don't think he's improved every week. I think he had a great game against Pittsburgh. I actually think he went backwards for about a month there before the Pittsburgh
game. When they were running
game.
The ball. He had like three straight games where he was under 200 yards passing. It was like one of those games, like 112 or something. Yeah.
Where the players dwell. Well, yeah, it was.
Well, we have to be under 200 yards. I mean, you got Saquon Barkley. He doesn't have to throw, you know.
That's true. That's true. that is true, Spike.
Yeah. Lamar Jackson's got Derrick Henry, right?
Spike, I know you want the big play. You want the exciting play.
No, I don't. No? I want those early plays that we saw against Pittsburgh. That's what we want. I don't care about the big plays. I really don't. Okay. Here's why, Big V, is we have the playmakers we have on offense, Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown, Dallas Goedert, Saquon Barkley. If we get them the ball on the move quickly, those turn into big plays. So and thank you for the call, Big V. I think the thing with people think with big plays means the ball's got to be in the air for 35 yards. Right. That's not true. You know, AJ on a crossing route, you go ahead and tackle that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, or Devontae on the same thing, you go catch that guy. So I think, or we haven't been able to do it successfully all year, but the screen pass to get Saquon out in space, we can break big plays when the ball is not in the air for more than 12 yards or 15 yards.
See, that's what I mean. But I need Kellen Moore to have the plays dialed up. Let Jalen be Magic Johnson back there. Get the ball to Kareem. Get the ball to Michael Cooper, Byron Scott on the wing. You know, who's Kurt Rambis?
On the Eagles?
Yeah.
Well, I mean.
Well, because Rambis was in the starting lineup.
Just picking Goddard?
Have to be. The only white guy in the whole frame. Yeah.
By process of elimination.
Pick one of the white guys.
There's really no one else.
Yeah, I wanted y'all to say it, though.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, so.
It's not Lane Johnson.
You're safe, yeah.
Well, no, I leave out the old lineman. I'm just going with the five skill positions. Yeah, man, let Jalen just distribute the ball, man, and let our guys do it.
I think that's as much on Jalen as it is on Kellen. You know,
you're right. You're right.
Take those throws, man. Take those throws. And don't, you know, I the one thing I do think happened, we talked about it before that Pittsburgh game, is I do think he became almost paranoid about turnovers and got risk averse.
Oh, no doubt.
Things that weren't risky,
right.
Almost felt risky because he was a split second behind.
He was not letting the ball go.
Right.
For sure.
Yes.
Definitely. Which... Listen, at the rate he was going in those first four games, we were happy that.
Right, yes.
Yes. Then it was like, well, okay, well, now we're starting to miss opportunities where you could give guys chances. So, yeah, hopefully that Pittsburgh game is something he can draw back on and still have that feeling.
Yeah, it's such a shame that he got hurt after that Pittsburgh game because we're not able to see if that was something to build on because he only got a few passes out of the Washington game.
Yeah, what, two drives, right?
I mean, he threw four passes. And one of them had the big Saquon run,
yeah.
You know, so, yeah, I it's a shame that we didn't get to see what happened afterwards. Now, look, we saw Pickett, we saw McKee pass the ball pretty well early. Maybe they, as a team, discovered something as well, and maybe we just saw it with a different quarterback.
Right.
I don't know. And because I do think
they had to like what they saw with Pickett and McKee out there.
In
right from just how the offense was operating in the passing game. So that's also good. That's good film for Jalen to see. And it's like, okay, boom, boom, boom. Not, you know what I mean? Because it's nothing wrong with watching someone else, especially if you're injured, go in there and play the position that you're playing and you're watching how they're playing it. And so if you're seeing them make the easy throws and those sorts of things, that I think as a player, you sort of digest that and you implement that to your game, right? I mean, that's what I would do.
It's like when Embiid said that he learned how to shoot by watching white guys on YouTube.
Right.
You know? Like, sometimes you're in it too much and maybe even taking a step back and watching the tape of someone else do it can inform you. It's like, I'm making this more complicated than it maybe even is, you know? All right. Buzz, because Jack's not here. We should add it. Honest Jack do
the top five.
Yeah. Honest Jack, top five. I don't know if any of us would survive. So you have top five next. You want to give us a hint as to what we have to look forward to?
It's a bit of a callback to yesterday's 5:30 segment.
Couldn't let it die.
That The 5:30 segment yesterday, you should get it on podcast if you haven't heard it yet, the Ike, Spike, and Fritz podcast. The 5:30 segment yesterday was outrageous. There was just more squeezed into that 23 okay. minutes of content.
I'm serious. I'm like, how do we get all this into that one segment?
Yes, I was literally exhausted at the end of it. I was like, I don't know how I'm going to get
every
home.
Minute was a high leverage minute.
Yes, it really felt like it. Yes, Chris is going to kill me.
That's a good way to describe it, Buzz. Yes. Every minute was a high leverage minute. Yes.
So top 5 at 5 is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.